Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry.
Minky.
It's very, very insensitive.
Too soon.
I know,
no,
too soon.
About right, I think.
Okay.
I think it's
no,
about right.
All right. We didn't deal with this yesterday or the day before. We got kind of... All right. Can we shut the chimp up, please? Thank you.
I'll be as quiet as I can.
That's all this hype about. All right. I'm sorry. That's it.
I thought you were going to shut up with a gunshot.
No. Too soon.
Well, he's got the sound effect.
Yeah, and besides, that was not a monkey. It was something quite larger.
It was an ape.
This is from CNN, the most recent. I got it 9 o'clock this morning, a day after police said they'll investigate the family of a boy who slipped into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. The child's family has spoken out. Quote, our child has had a checkup by his doctor and is still doing well. The unidentified three-year-old boy, pretty soon to have a three-year-old myself, was not seriously injured. They say we continue to praise God for his grace and mercy and to be thankful to the Cincinnati Zoo for their actions taken to protect our child. Now, there is huge controversy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how huge it is. When you talk to everybody I talk to, the gorilla, unfortunately, it makes sense to me that if you shoot the gorilla with a tranquilizer dart and you've got a creature that's 400 pounds that can crush a coconut with his bare hand, that if you have an agitated gorilla where the tranquilizer has not taken effect yet, that the boy could have been seriously hurt or maybe killed.
Yeah. Mike, we've all seen Old School, and when Will Ferrell gets hit in the jugular.
Pour what out? Wait.
He goes on a rampage and completely ruins that birthday party. That's what's possible.
It's very, very scary. I feel, what a beautiful first of all.
What's that?
You know, I'm going to ignore Mr. Santana.
And Mike, and I think you should, because there's something I realized when we were playing our opening series of tapes.
He's sleep deprived, isn't he?
Mike, he is so sleep deprived that, you know how when he drinks, his eyes glow? This morning,
yes.
His eyes don't match. His eyes look like he was assembled out of pieces of discarded mannequins.
Like a Mr.
Hit him with
potato
a stick
head.
If he gets out of control.
Please do.
Right? Hit him with a stick.
Don't
I'm
tranquilize him.
Myself.
No.
Here it is. The thing about this animal, and what a beautiful specimen of gorilla. I mean, really, absolutely majestic. I think next to a male lion in the wild, there's nothing quite so noble as a giant gorilla,
yes.
A mountain gorilla. They just really, the silverback gorillas look truly, truly
in the
beautiful.
Mist.
At the same time, in the mist, like gorillas in the mist.
One of my favorite movies as a child, Mike.
Yes, let's just play word
Sigourney
association
Weaver, right?
Today.
Yeah, yeah. My father, he wouldn't rent many movies, but when he would, it would be something educational, like Gorillas in the Mist.
Oscar, is there anything more majestic than Sigourney Weaver?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Sigourney Weaver.
I do,
I'm
too.
I'm a big fan.
I do, too.
Great in Avatar.
Ever see The Year of Living Dangerously?
Doesn't
way back
she,
when with Mel Gibson?
Doesn't she let him fly in that movie, as I recall?
What do you mean, let him fly?
Doesn't she
boobs?
Go topless in that movie?
I don't
T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Think so.
Maybe I'm thinking. Maybe I'm thinking of Mel Gibson as being topless.
You know, you are your father's son, aren't you? You know, here I am talking about the majestic gorillas, and suddenly we've got Let Them Fly.
And I'm talking about the mountainous regions on Sigourney Weaver. Hey, now.
Okay, well, I don't think she had them.
In the mess. Oh, she got implants after the fact.
Wasn't she busty in Ghostbusters?
I want to talk about the gorilla, for God's sake.
Excuse us.
So the animal rights people are up in arms about this. The fact is, as arrogant as it might sound to alien life forms that are coming down and not differentiating between animals and humans, the life of the child to me was the most important thing.
I agree, 100%.
The greatest tragedy of all would have been if the gorilla injured or killed the child, and ultimately they had to kill the gorilla anyway. So unfortunately, this is one of those circumstances
Sophie's choice.
where they,
Precisely.
Yes.
Are you just going to quote movies? Is that what it is?
I'm on
that's
fire
our
right
literature.
Now. That's all I have.
That's our literature.
Yeah. Keep calling out movies from the 80s. This Mike was, the Goonies.
Ferris
this was
Bueller's
a sucky
day off.
Can I ask a question before I look?
No.
I'm tracking
I'm not you. Finished with my point.
I'm going to stop talking.
Oh, God. Bless it.
How about you? Are you done?
I'm just happy he's being quiet.
All right. The fact is that I think they had no choice. It's a horrible, sad situation. But enough already.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Agreed.
It happened, and it's sad. And, you know, by the way, I make all my life's decisions based on the wisdom of Jack Hanna. And Jack Hanna said they did the right thing.
Jungle Jack so, Hanna, Mike.
Jungle Jack Hanna said they did the right thing. And he was very funny with Letterman when he brought the little baby animals.
Some of them are now 2 years old.
Some of those nine, how did the baby, those little babies are nine-year-old vicious animals.
How did the toddler fall into the enclosure again?
Yeah, now this is a question I have for you as sort of an underlying issue.
Yeah.
Where do we lay the blame on the parents? Because really the issue...
I don't.
You don't at all.
Really?
I don't know. First, I have two things. First, I don't know what the individual circumstances were.
True.
And most of us don't. So I can relate to parents that take their eyes off their kids for 5 seconds, and then you look and they're gone.
Yeah.
As William Shatner would say.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. It's a little freaky. You know, it's a strange little world. So I don't know. But you might have been at that zoo and seen that mother and looked at her and gone, there's a bad parent. But if she had multiple children around, and also you can't look, the enclosures when you bring your kid to the modern zoo, and we have one at the National Zoo in Washington,
yes,
D.C., they have, I always thought the National Zoo had kind of a concrete wall and not the metal bars that a kid could crawl through. They're making this big deal. Well, people are stunned at how, well, he's a three-year-old. Of course he can crawl between the little bars, go through a row of shrubs, and then jump down into a moat because he's three.
Yep.
Of course that can happen. So it sucks, but chill out. Aren't there more things that we need to worry about?
I agree. Like, and I'm pleased to know that you're coming out kind of on the parent side, because that was the thing that I said, you know, there but for the grace of God.
Yeah, you don't know.
I've been in situations like that where for a momentary lapse, you don't know.
But hold on.
You don't
I'm
see
not
your kid.
Coming out, I'm yeah, not Jimmy's. Coming out on the parent side. I am coming out on the side of I can't make a judgment because I wasn't there. I'm not going to say
okay.
that the parent was either neglectful or not neglectful.
What about this?
But the kid got into the enclosure.
Right.
That's where I'm all in on what they had to
do. What if the video comes out and the parent is completely oblivious?
Like the parent now, oblivious or negligent? That's
negligent
too. Negligent. It's
well, negligent would be watching it crawl through the shrubs and seeing here's what happens next.
Here's the thing, though. Even if the parent was negligent, that doesn't change the fact that the child had to be saved.
Got
and
it
true. Sucks.
Got it.
Now, should there be some? Punishment or a fine or something? If the parent is ruled to be negligent, I'm fine with that. But right now, everybody. All we do is judge, jury, and executioner immediately.
True.
It's like judge. Nobody cares. I remember, maybe it was 30 years ago, but I remember when facts, you know, getting the facts of a situation were moderately important. They are no longer at all relevant to anything.
Yeah.
What is relevant is how loud you yell and how bombastic you can be. And that's all that matters.
That mob mentality.
Sure.
Yeah.
The mob mentality. And it's why we have the culture we have today, I think, and why we make the people famous. And that's why I promise to you, the Mike O'Mara Show listener,
yes,
that I promise to yell more, be more bombastic, have less of a grasp of the facts. And this show's going to continue to be number one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're both interested in folk music, and there was a big folk music scene. We formed a group called the Tubadours.
Two T-W-O.
Badours.
Because there were two of us.
Yeah.
That was the reasoning behind the name.
Yeah.
I was drawn to the folk music as well, and I wound up down at the folk place and met these two guys, and I could play the guitar a little bit. I could sing kind of right in the middle there.
Not a bad-looking gent to boot.
No, that's true. That didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt. And Mr. Irving Steinblum came down, and he signed us to Folktown, which was the label to be on.
Terrific label.
Later on, we were kind of moved down the food chain a bit to the Folk Tone label, which was a subsidiary.
It was a decent label. They just didn't have the distribution.
Well, they just didn't have. Well, they didn't have any distribution.
No distribution at all.
And the covers were printed in two colors instead of four, mm-hmm. which I noticed was a.
Yeah. And they had no hold in the center of the record. So a lot
no,
of
no, you'd have to provide
the,
it
the
yourself.
The people complained that you'd get this vinyl, of course, in those days, and it's kind of up to you to kind of center it and make mm-hmm. the actual.
It would teeter crazily on the little spindle until
the hole, and that was a hole. Well, of course, we had no control over that aspect of it, but.
But they were still good records. They were good. It was good product.
And if you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his office chair, here's Mike.
And that would be improv.
Mm-hmm. Yes, precisely.
That is probably a totally improvisational scene.
I would guess, yeah.
And they are great at it. What are they called? There's a name for that troupe, right? They're the people that did the Waiting for Guffman movie.
It's just Spinal sort Tap, of like the Chris right? Guest group. I mean, I don't think they actually have a name. It's Christopher Guest's players, yeah. Mm.
Same people. In the,
you get your Harry Shearer, your Michael McKean, Fred
Harry
Willard.
Harry Shearer. welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
What?
I didn't want to say that to you. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
Ah.
You can call us. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. That's just the way it is.
Are you using reverse today- psychology?
No, I just thought
it's
we
like
had
the
to.
Don't call us.
Since you said we had a couple of calls before we came on here.
Oh, they're on
we
fire.
They're, that's wonderful. That's
they've
exciting.
Been extinguished for now.
Thank you. That's good. Our show today brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Is there anything better than a steak for dad?
Mm.
A nice, thick, juicy steak. And the best stuff you know comes from Omaha Steaks. And we have the perfect Father's Day gift. I am so glad they are joining us again. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package by going to omahasteaks.com and entering our simple code TMOS in the search bar to apply the savings. Omaha Steaks has everything you could want for grilling Nirvana. All the best cuts of beef, bison from the Golden Plains, seafood, pork, veal, lamb, everything, anything you want. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners for Father's Day. You will get 80% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, and here's what it includes. Get ready. Write it down. You're going to have to write fast because I'm going to go fast.
Go.
Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, four boneless pork chops. They're incredible. Four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, plus four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks. I've eaten them. 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs. They're the best. A full pound of steakhouse fries. That's the new wrinkle. Steakhouse fries. Yes, sirree. Four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional burgers free. Get this limited time package only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait, this offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and tell dad to fire up the grill.
Perfect for pop. Perfect for your pop.
Nice.
Oh, happy day. 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 Oh, happy
happy day. It's a happy day. The whole summer's ruined. A happy day. Yes, sirree, falling apart body. Oh, happy day. Yeah, I'm going to get surgery on my hip. Oh, happy day. 4 week and 5 week recovery. Oh, happy day. Drill into my bones, stick a piece of metal in there and make the hip right. Oh, happy day. Nurses and doctors, they don't care whether you're living or dying. Oh, happy day. Oh, yes, sir. I couldn't be more happy. Went to see the bone doctor today. They're cutting on me. Yeah, baby. They're going to cut on my hip. I could not be happier for the whole Michael Mara Show family. Yes, sir. I'm going to be bionic, baby. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
When is this happening?
Oh, let's see. When would be a good time? How about a major holiday week? Yeah! Yeah!
Could you do it? So I'm in the scheduling office.
Yes.
The lady who she's pleasant.
Well, that's giving her that's giving her all the best of it, Mike.
I was borderline. I just was waiting for someone to rub me the wrong way, but it didn't happen. So I had to be civil to everybody. I wasn't civil to the receptionist. Okay.
Why?
I go in. Well, I'll take you step by step. The bottom line is yes. They are going to give me a bionic hip. I'm going to get that done July 7th. I will rehab during the summer and maybe get the other one done at the same time and be good to go by the fall and winter, and everything will be hunky-dory fine. Okay? There you go. There's the positive spin. That's it. I've given it to my family. I've given it to my wife. That's it. The positivity ends right here, okay? So I go into the beautifully adorned office where millions of these procedures are done by all of us with failing bodies. And you all right there, Rob?
Yeah, I coughed. I apologize.
Okay.
Just allergies or something, Mike. They're really bad right now.
Okay, one medical malady at a time. So I sit there and I go up to the receptionist, and she sees me and says, insurance card, first thing, of course.
Priorities. Of course.
Priorities. ID, and even though I've been there now four times, you know, they just can't look at your name and go, hi, welcome. That would not be my
medicine.
That would take effort, and she's there in and so.
And she is the director of first impressions. She could make the day go better.
Sure.
She? Yeah. How approximate age on her?
20-something, you know.
Oh, and millennial.
Oh, yeah.
So I give her the stuff, then I fill out the form, pay my little copay, and I'm walking, and she says, let me just get you your receipt. So everything is click, 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 click,
right.
Click, 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 data. Getting your insurance data, looking at a computer screen, funneling that data to the right people to make sure that you can be in the office to get the procedure done, getting the medical history data, click, click, click. Then it's time for the receipt for your cash that you paid for your copay.
Right.
And they get out a book from It's a Wonderful Life and write it in pen.
A handwritten receipt?
A handwritten receipt. I said, well, it's interesting that you do. And so I find levity in this. And I say, it's interesting that, you know, you do all this modern technology and you write a receipt like it's the 1950s. And it doesn't even land. The joke, the lightheartedness, hear that? That's the joke going so far over her head because you're not a human, and it goes over her head, and it sails over her head, and she sits there and fills it out. I said, so she gets done filling it out. She says, yeah. I'm like, okay, great. I said, so do you put those in a big giant box in the back? This is before I've even seen the doc, right?
Do you tie a string around your finger, Uncle Billy?
Do you put that? I said to her, I said, you put that in a big cardboard box in the back.
Wow!
And suddenly she's stumped.
Oh,
and she's stumped.
Does she think it's a valid?
Does she
think it's a real question?
Because she has to. Because there is not a fiber of her soul when she was created. When the spermazoa fertilized the eggazoa, and when this woman was created, the humor part, the part that makes you laugh at a children's birthday party, was gone. Sucked out at some point that there is none. There is not a shred of humor. So she does not understand that I'm making light of the situation. And this question becomes all-encompassing to her, and
no.
She stops.
I've seen it before. Goes, I've seen it in other situations.
And then she looks up through her glasses at me and through her big cheeks,
okay.
And she says, I don't know. I said, and I looked at her as I'm walking away, the only time that I was even approaching dickishness,
yes.
I turned around and I went, good answer. And I went over and I just said, because it's just duh.
You know what's even worse than that is if you ask something like that, and you really are, what you are, it is a soft-pedaled insult, but you're wrapping it in comedy to make it easier. And what
it's
I love
funny.
Is when, yeah, it is. And when
it's
someone.
Funny, they have all this miracle of technology, and the procedure I'm getting is the miracle of medical technology. And they write a receipt out like I'm buying a sack of potatoes.
Doesn't make sense.
In the Civil War.
Doesn't
That's
make
what
sense.
It was.
What I
it
love is when the person in the situation that you ask that to says something, well, I don't know, but I could ask. And that's really what they're thinking, because you know what? They don't care. They don't. Absolutely don't care.
So it's fine. But after that, everything was golden.
Okay,
quickly,
good.
Scene quickly. Concerned sweet lady taking the little history of what the deal is. The doctor came in. Just the picture, literally the picture of competence.
You do.
And you know, when I'm now that it's go time, and I went and you guys know, this meeting was to say, you know, pull the plug. It's my decision ultimately. I'm done with this. I'm done dealing with this. And I looked at him, and he's got his act together. You know, he doesn't.
Did he come in with an assistant?
He had the assistant in there, but then it was really, it was all some quality me time, and then it was off to scheduling where I got all the instructions, and there are a few of them. There are many things I have to do to prepare. I have to cover my entire body with Nair.
Yes.
What's the prep about?
All hair. The prep is about.
It's similar to a colonoscopy, isn't it?
It's just you got to wash your body with antibacterial soap. And I said, I don't wash. And no, I didn't say that. That was coming after the fact. I should have said, no, I don't bathe. I'm very sorry. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to do that. So it was.
Is there a meeting of sorts?
There is a class for an hour and a half that I will be taking. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm trying to picture you in a classroom.
It's important to me. I want to know everything. I want to know everything about making this. My sister, who I value her opinion, and she's got a few of them.
How's that?
She told me that as long as you do everything they tell you to do with the rehab and the prep, and you do it to the letter, you're going to be, it's a walk in the park. And that's and I'm taking that to heart.
Cool.
The first time, to be honest with you, well, you know, it seemed like 2 years ago when I went in there the first time and I said, I'll schedule it down the road.
Yeah.
I didn't take it to heart. Mm. And that little booklet they gave me, now I'm all in. I'm going to do it. So July 7th, I'll still have a good 4th of July. I'll be putting a bottle rocket in my ass and running around the neighborhood because it'll be there. Well, walking.
I was going to say, Mike,
painfully walking.
You're going to have a problem because the instructions on every firework is light fuse. That you can do.
That's
but light
right.
fuse yeah. and get away. Getting away might be a problem.
Yeah. So for those of you that were keeping track, at least my close friends here in the studio, going to D.C. to see my pals and hang out in D.C. and go see Oscar's house? No. Driving up to see my childhood friend Joey in the great state of Connecticut? That would be no. Going up to Maine for the big house with the family reunion and having a big party at the 4th of July? No. Going to Maine at all this summer? No. Getting surgery? Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, and then maybe
better in the long run.
Did you inform your family?
I'm getting it all done.
Did you inform your entire family that you won't be using your time the 4th of July at the big house?
Well, Rob, it's interesting you mentioned informing my entire family, because the fact is that the only family, immediate family I have is my sister Kathy now, because
way to highlight that.
I'm an orphan.
I know, Mike, and I come from a broken home. But what I intended to sort of impart was the fact that a lot of your extended family fights for time in the big house.
Well,
and when you informed them that you weren't coming up, I was wondering if they offered sympathy or cheering.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, wait, let me get over there. Hold on, get there. Get in the house. I have not informed anybody.
They're going to have a lottery for your week at the
exactly.
house.
Exactly. Actually, Mike, you should have a lottery. You could probably offset some cost.
Maybe I should rent it.
Yes.
that would go over well.
Rent it to a rube.
Yeah. Some rent rube.
Rent it to a rock band. Ooh, wouldn't that be great? Ooh,
guess who's coming to Maine? Molly Hatchet.
So it's July 7th. That is D-Day. And look. It's time to get the. I want to be able to run around and do what I can do, and I have these bad hips, and I have to get them fixed.
So what's
That's
best for business, Mike? Your quality of life.
Quality of life, and you know what? My beautiful wife, who I was a bit, you might be, well, you probably noticed when I came into the studio, just a little down today. Just a little bit. Not totally,
no.
But a little bit. You know what she said? You're going to have a great winter. She said,
that's
you're going
nice.
To have a great winter. And she's right.
The eternal
right.
one.
That's the way.
Mm-hmm. The eternal winter?
The eternal sleep of the winter.
That's right.
I'll have a Game of Thrones winter.
She's
that's
like,
what I would have right now.
Mom, he's finally going in. He's finally right. going in. And yeah. he's going to go in twice. So it could happen this time.
We're going to have a special episode of the show is going to be called Mike O'Mara's Red Surgery.
I'm looking forward to it. I want when they put me under with
you're
the
anesthesia. You're not scared at all, are you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Why?
I don't
fine.
Like because the older you get, the more you get nervous about stuff like this. And the fact is, hey, it's
you're not yeah, old.
I know I'm not old. I'm older.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when they put me under, I hope I have the speaking of Game of Thrones, which we will reference every day on the show because I'm into the show now. I hope I have when they put me under, my eyes act like Max von Sydow's eyes yeah. in the tree, and I
you're
see,
the three-eyed raven.
You should watch it, Rob. You'd love it.
You'd Do you think
it.
I you would love
your,
it?
You and your son would love it.
Oh,
you and
yeah.
Your son would
not
love
sure
it.
It's appropriate for Robert. He
I
is only 13.
13 time for him to see
yeah,
some
tatas. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You think so?
A lot of classy yeah. nudity.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's classy
yeah,
nudity.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Not enough. Hey, Oscar, got to ask you this. No spoiler alert here. Turn down your radios if you're worried about a spoiler alert. I have to ask Oscar about that. Oscar.
Yes.
So, did you see this week's
oh,
episode?
Oh, I did. I had to.
Okay, question for you. When they got to the scene of the players,
yeah.
the minstrels, the wandering minstrels, were you hoping against hope?
Absolutely.
Like I was? Yeah,
when they showed you know, the actress that Mike and I are a fan of. I
oh,
said,
this supporting player with yeah, the amazing rack.
Yes. I said, oh.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks. I try to handle it delicately. Yes, the actress with
in
the
my
nice rack.
In my inner pervert, as I'm watching this with my fiance, yes. I said, oh. I wonder if she's wearing a bra under that dress.
Yeah, there it is.
And they're in the dressing room. I was like, I wonder when she's going to take off that dress.
And then she didn't.
No.
Tease.
No.
Tease.
Big tease.
Tease. Yeah. It was back to the blind girl who, you know. Like,
so it's
Aria.
She's not your favorite?
Wait, what part of the audience are they going for there where you just have this, you know, this 20-year-old blind girl that's getting the crap beat out of her every week.
She's got a list of names of people she's going to kill in that
yeah.
list.
Yeah.
Isn't that a category, though?
What?
The blind woman getting beat every week?
No.
I think there's always a category.
Hey, mm-hmm. is the Khaleesi, language, is that...
something.
What?
Sorry. Rob and I were doing category shtick.
I wasn't. It was you.
They were doing an adult website shtick.
Ah.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. The question I have. No, I read his reviews online, getting raves.
Yeah.
Thanks. But anyway, the question I have, that language that Khaleesi speaks.
Yes.
No, really. Hey, you know what? Hey, be a dream gig for me, too, if I could come in every day and go. I'm over here sweating my balls off
again.
Trying to make people laugh. And you're going.
Mike, this show has a great history of people that say two or three words and people go crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, bicycle. Man. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Doctharian or is it the Tharian? Doctharian.
It's like Klingon, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
one
yeah,
of those
yeah,
made
yeah,
up
yeah,
languages.
It's a made up language.
Okay, but this one I would love to speak.
Oh, and that would be cool.
Can you mimic it? Can you give me like, I know you do like fake French, fake German. Can you tell me sort of how
All
it
right.
sounds?
Since you're asking for that, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break.
Excellent.
I want to find out about Oscar at the piano bar. I want to find out about you fishing for carp.
Yes.
I want to hear about everybody's vacation. But when we come back, I will find some, what's it called? What's the language called?
I think
called?
It's Doctharian.
Doctharian and Doctharian.
Love
I will
ducks.
Do a little
Duck
speaking.
Tales. Woo-hoo!
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. Nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Touch of Modern. Father's Day coming up. There's no one harder to shop for than dear old dad. I want to tell you about the website that I absolutely adore. It was there last night. Looking at Hublot. Is that Hublot or Hublot?
I think it would be Hublot.
Hublot watches.
Hublot.
Yeah, there's They're very, very, very incredibly elite watches, but they're on Touch of Modern, too. You've got everything from those kind of watches all the way through the most affordable gifts you can get for dad. It's a fascinating website to look at just to see these sales each and every day. Touchofmodern.com. Go there now. Give dad something to brag about this year besides you. They have tons of great gifts all over the site for dad or yourself. Timeless and unique products. The good thing about Touch of Modern, they're always changing, and it's not just watches. It's amazing home decor. It's fashion accessories. It's gadgets. It's survival gadgets. Stuff. They've got amazing products there, and it's always jaw-dropping, and you will always love it. Plus, with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That, my friends, is how life rolls in the fast lane. All right, I'm looking up Doctharian.
Doctharian.
It's Dothraki, I believe.
Damn it!
Dothraki. Yep. I see.
How would one spell that? How would one spell
that? It's Dothraki.
There's another one of his funny comments, Mike.
Mm-hmm. No, that's helpful. I'll that's extremely helpful.
I am your father.
Did you say Dothraki?
That's Darth Vader.
There's a website, Dothraki.com.
Sorry.
Would that be
Dothraki? Is it Dothraki?
Dothraki.
Dothraki.
Dothraki is a disc jockey that turned to the dark side of the Force. And said, hey, but Luke, dad, I am your father.
His dad used to own the station.
That's right. And so he stayed on. He stayed on. He did mornings and occasional appearances, yeah, like at the motorcycle
A
store.
Heritage alt rocker.
Tikorzo havando letrat amish gone.
That's cool.
Yes.
Love it.
Would you like to know the meaning? I know the translation.
Yeah, what did you say?
May many a bird at thy generous feeding house alight and tarry.
Mike, it sounds like you're doing Karnak. Boy. Hell,
but he's right. In this past episode, this isn't a spoiler of Game of Thrones, Khaleesi, she gives this really, really inspiring speech.
Zir zokwa kaz ga ovethev olet uiti, she fell de hafi.
And what does that mean?
Large black bird flies over hill on quiet wings.
Is it just about birds, this language?
I don't know. I'm on the website. I'm reading it from
this
the website.
Is cool. Yeah. Is there a website dedicated to that tongue?
Of course there is.
That tongue?
It's been around for a while. Could you expect anything different? Charo chafchafki ola hoyala hafa ha ha kakwea.
That means?
Listen, autumn's wind is blowing a quiet... Listen, autumn's wind is blowing a quiet song for those who are tired. Az arhaf gira fin vahafa altinatar mrazor anhun.
Do you have to say it sounding so mean?
Can That's I get how a they sound. Read? They yeah, sound hostile.
That's but because they're saying are. Such nice things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They are a warrior people.
I see. What does that mean, what you just said?
A blade silenced thee. Who shall now silence the pain left inside my heart?
Could you try it with a more pleasant read, just for fun?
Okay.
Sambrara
mirtrortes forumbara par piazda arcusarizi van braf se etlin acrumi tumult orgelis in.
I like that read. And you know what? That wasn't softer, but it was more expressive.
Like a seduction.
It's a big paragraph here. Would you like the translation?
Please.
In the mist alone, it had stood still waiting. Then let the prey into the night, and the voices of some distant crows were screaming.
Now, that's all very specific. Is there a website that has, like, a what is this, Doctari for travelers? Like, where is
it
the
is
bathroom?
It is Dothraki. Doctari. You turned it into, like, a 60s television show. Doctari. It's Dothraki, a language of fire and blood.
But, I mean, do they have anything like, I would love to go to the restaurant tonight? Something that you can use if you go back to the time.
Miras konika to IHOP. Kind of improvising. Right
a late here. Night breakfast?
Yes. The fourth meal.
If you give me an English sentence, I think I picked it up pretty quickly. I can translate it into Dothraki.
All right, how about this? Oscar Santana will graduate business school soon, but until then, he is sleep deprived.
Zico can circle back, Yuchin Ambiano.
That's perfect.
One more, and then we're done with Dothraki.
The listeners love when Pony Boy pipes in with his under the radar comments.
Dilt
Polish pewdum bicycle pair bunish ba.
That's pretty good.
See the Polish cigarette nicotine brachion.
Hmm.
Thank you very much,
Mike. Mike, this is the start of something special. Not a lot of people can do this, and I would beg to differ that no one else on the radio is doing this. This is ours.
Dothraki.
Yes. Can you talk up a record in Dothraki?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you got to give me the subject, and then I'll talk
virginity.
It up,
right?
Virginity.
Yeah.
Virginity.
Yeah.
Because fire and ice. Okay. Fire and ice, Mike.
Okay. I'm ready.
Mike, actually, am I
getting a jingle or not a jingle?
This will be a jingle and a record that I'd like to dedicate to you because of your visit to the doctor today, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
How about I talk about my doctor?
Yes, doctor.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Don't worry about it.
All right. WMAL AM 63, the
number one voice in Washington. Mulak Stirachon Meat Cortano. Bisa Podibajana. Give us him. Police said legs and foot and breast. That's what Police said. Look, his corner fish car. What is that? Aureola. WABA.
Thank you very much. Hey, that's a good song.
Oh,
that's a great song.
God.
That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Hey, now, cut
now
that
I'll
up.
Let me do one about the hip replacement, okay?
Wait, okay. Right. Okay, let's go to a different song for that one. Here we go.
I'm ready. Casey's Top
40. Es gefunden, hip hasse disintegrato. Bah, looks give us a cut, hairless badashute. Stupid reception if it was there. Dumb tefote, put in my balls, turtle. Simos ever, cut on flesh, cacribus knacky, Dothraki. That's a Khaleesi, orifoshi, giant breast of fire laco. Yes, a pony boy. Marble lights, porky bags, people, sit on rolling stones.
Thank you. All right.
You're all Dothraki station.
Yeah, he's exactly. Drawing in the morning
all
is what he
Dothraki
is.
All Dothraki all the time. Yes,
fantastic.
Sheree. I'll do more research on that. All right, so I was not the only one that had a lovely little vacacion, nice holiday weekend, but the boys did. And Rob, you were down there fishing for carp. At the beach.
That's
a nasty fish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you see, the lake that backs up to my dad's house, it was a man-made lake, yeah. So they stocked it with catfish and something called Israeli carp. The catfish are easier to catch than the carp. You very seldom see a carp. But the weird thing is
I can what fight is you the off. Difference?
What now? You behave yourself when I ask you.
Right.
You know, you go six steps ahead, too, so you know it's coming.
All right, the Krog McGraw.
What is the difference... I shouldn't even do this.
No, I'll be okay.
What is
with
the difference between a regular carp and an Israeli carp?
Mike, the Israeli carp swim in shuls.
Okay. What is a shul?
What's a shul?
What is a shul? He was being soft about that.
I was. But a shul is a gathering in a temple. So instead of a school of fish, it's a shul of fish.
Can I give you the better joke? Why don't you ask me and I'll give you the better joke.
All right.
I just hate to do that, okay?
Well, you were scared how far I would go. What is the difference between an Israeli carp and a regular carp?
The regular carp aren't circumcised. Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm here all week. I'm here all week, everybody.
All the week. Right. So sometimes the fishing is a bit, it's trying. And also we've theorized that since we've been fishing this lake ever since they stocked it some 10 years ago, we're really just catching the same five fish over and over and over again.
Oh,
and
you throw growing. Them back.
It's a catch and release program.
Well, no, they breed, right?
I know they
don't
do.
Don't they breed?
And they have been getting bigger. And on my Facebook page, there's a great picture of Robert with a big catfish, probably like a 7-pounder, which was a...
Are there any bass in there?
No, because we've stocked the community just stocked it with the catfish and the carp.
What about throwing some bass in there?
Did the catfish and the carp, do they kill the bass?
Well, I don't think you would only have fish there that you stocked the lake with.
All right, okay, I'm just curious.
Unless you get a snakehead fish,
which really takes care of the ecosystem.
The crawling fish, Mike.
How about a lionhead? Those are the big things.
Oh, no.
Saltwater.
Lionfish.
Lionfish is a saltwater fish.
Lionfish, not lionhead. Lionhead was the Dothraki king.
You're not good at it, catfish, Israeli carpal.
So, Grandma Kathy, my dad's wife, she is always sort of the ringleader of fun when we're down there. And she bought bait. She actually bought worms for the guys to go fishing. And as my niece Tegan says, oh, those are the worms. We feed those to the fish. And my father said, basically, that's what we're doing because we're not catching anything.
Yes.
We're just feeding the worms to the fish. And there's just nothing and nothing and nothing's biting. And so they come in and they're out of worms. And they said, what else can we use for bait? and there was some leftover food from the dinner the night before. And so they
kind of... That's a shock.
Always make enough.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Well. It's always nice, Mike, when you have just a little leftover.
That's right.
Kids love it.
For Elijah. And so Jabril says... There's some hot dogs left from last night. And I said, yeah, that would probably work. I mean, the fish are not very particular. He said,
were they cooked?
He said, but we didn't cook them. Do we need to cook them? And my father said, actually, you know what? Fish aren't so particular. You don't need to cook the hot dog for the fish.
Did Jabril really ask that question?
He did. He did. Jabril, it was so good to spend some time with him. You know, he's starting, he's 15 and a half now, so he could technically get his learner's permit. And so he had what could be his first driving lesson where I let him drive the golf cart this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And
he was that's okay. Really not learning how to drive a car.
Well, it's a step in the right direction as a gas and a brake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a 10-year-old kid can drive a golf
cart. By golf cart, was it your car and you're just not telling us?
No, 5 years ago, remember, Jabril took the cart into the ditch. So, you know, he's made great strides.
Ah.
So you were not, at any time, did you think about asking the young boy who asked if you could fish with a cooked hot dog, did you think about letting him get behind the wheel of your automobile?
My automobile? No, because he doesn't have his learners yet. But okay. I did tell him if he needs someone to help him with his behind the wheel, I would be glad
to
do
sit on your lap.
See, up in Maine where we have back
sit
roads,
on your lap. He'll run the pedals, he steers.
Yeah, he's 16. That's soon to be. That's a little odd.
That's, you know.
You know what? I'm really just sort of not even listening to him
today. That might be a call from social services.
Uncle Rob taught me how to drive, Mom.
Yeah, that's right.
I just sat on his lap.
Oscar did the same thing with his nephew.
Mr. Spiewak, this is the Sheriff's Department. Do you have a 16-year-old boy sitting on your lap, and have you been hanging around middle schools going to plays with kids that aren't? No. Anyway.
Aren't your children?
Remember, Oscar did it with his nephew, but he just took them on bumpy roads.
No, Mike, you never, when as a kid, I remember my father and my mother both let me steer the car around the neighborhood.
I was privileged to spend summers in an area which was not traveled. So up in Maine, we had dirt roads, and all the kids up there got a chance to learn a little earlier than most.
Yeah.
And we could drive around the point and do that. So that's how we did it. But I don't blame you. I wouldn't. You know,
I was
Jabril,
in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, you did. So Oscar did it on the Beltway.
Yeah.
Oscar actually did it on the Beltway.
I learned out in... My mom's boyfriend at the time took me out to Winchester, and there was one step up from a dirt road. I think it was a gravel road, and we drove that back and forth. And my Aunt Gail also let me drive in the middle school parking lot to get used to parking.
Stick or automatic?
Automatic. I didn't learn stick until I was 18 or 19.
Yeah, stick was, you know, well,
although,
by the time
you know,
you
my grandfather's tractor was, I mean, but a tractor isn't driving a car. I could drive that, which was a manual transmission when I was 13.
I learned on stick because my parents were cheap, and now they would just buy manual. That's all they would do.
Manual transmission.
It was cheaper.
Yeah.
I loved it because, you know, when I was growing up, I just wanted to drive a stick. Everybody, that was kind of the badge of honor if you learned how to drive a stick. And my sister actually had a Mercury. I think it was called a Capri.
Oh,
that was a.
Was that kind of looked like almost like a Mustang? Did it look like a Mustang?
Yeah,
it was a Mercury. It was the Mercury knockoff of the Mustang.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So, where does the Jabril learning to drive come into catching carp?
Oh well, let's get back to that. So he goes out, and the amazing thing is what we had is one Hebrew National kosher hot dog left over that we didn't cook the night before. They cut it into pieces, and the minute he threw the kosher hot dog into the water, he caught an Israeli carp.
An Israeli carp?
He did, a big one. Probably like eight or nine pounds.
I saw the picture. Yeah. Impressive.
Hey. Hey, they've been using worms. They've been using worms all day long. Look at this. This is good. Look, that's a piece of hot dog. Go get it. No, you get it. I'm gonna get it. Beat that catfish. That catfish is gonna get it. You better get the Hebrew National hot dog right now. Come on. I'm an Israeli carp. This is great. So what is the carp
ugly. It's ugly. It has sort of a golden orange color.
A bottom.
Figure, yeah,
right?
But they do well in lakes, and I think they were chosen because of their the way they like the habitat. Robert caught a catfish shortly after that, and so it was fun. They loved doing that, and then they did, you know, some good time at the beach, and we also did the arcade and the.
It's catfish and carp. Any other? Are they all bottom feeders?
Yeah.
Any CBS executives in there? anyway, we'll
fun,
take a break.
Fun.
Mike, it's a 10-pound Hughes.
don't bring him in. No,
he's
one of the good guys.
He's a joke. Simply a joke.
All right, thank you. He's a joke?
No. I was making a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We really would love you to get involved with the TMOS bonus package. Each week, ladies and gentlemen, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial free, and it can be yours if you subscribe the 2016 bonus packages. You'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. It's one of the little engines that drives this show. We would really, you know, for those of you that haven't done it yet and you're thinking about doing it, it's June. It is the month of my birth. I would consider it a birthday gift for me if you would purchase the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. How's that for confusing?
Easy.
Okay?
Easy.
That's where you get it. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click the bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. So, Israeli carp and anything else eventful? Much traffic to deal with? How was the rest of your vacation?
The traffic was horrible. Sadly, we got some interest on Facebook. People wanted to know if I ran into Lil Bit.
Oh, the little the foxy lady.
Yeah, right? The reality star from Party Down South on country music television. A Lil Bit kept to herself. We did not meet Lil Bit. We did meet her husband, who is the caretaker of the community. And the funny thing about it is that we were sort of excited to have a new caretaker on board because we thought it might mean, sort of a renewed interest in keeping the property values up and all that stuff.
And again, you don't have to give the city, but it's on the Eastern Shore?
It is on the Eastern Shore. And it is a gated community. And so my father, there's a lot of lots in there.
Yes.
Maybe it's Hornytown.
It is Hornytown, USA. Hornytown, USA is the name of it. It's right on the gate. And
ho, ho, ho. Ho ho ho. Ho 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 horny.
Hornytown.
Come to Hornytown.
Twice.
Hello, my name's Bob Spiewak. I'm the mayor of Hornytown, and our caretaker is a lady with lovely boobs called Lil Bit.
Lil Bit.
You didn't run into her, though.
Not run into Lil Bit. The husband, Mr. Lil Bit, and Mike, they're not married, but they have a child, lovely child.
She a good-looking guy?
Handsome fella. Country singer, as we talked about.
Because she's an attractive girl.
And we were talking to one of the other residents who had met the caretaker and said, we're sort of excited to have a new caretaker on board.
Yeah.
Sort of some new blood, get things mixed up in here.
Yeah.
And his comment was, yep, hope it works out. So there's not a lot of enthusiasm towards him. And I said, well, you know, we can give him the benefit
who
of the
said,
doubt.
Who said who was not enthusiastic?
Another one of the residents in the neighborhood that had already met him.
Okay, let me ask about this.
Okay.
So that's the male caretaker. Had the other resident met Lil Bit herself?
Not met Lil Bit, but had experience with the male caretaker. Previous.
Okay, so where is Lil Bit in
all
this?
That's the question.
Where's the POA?
We have not seen her. We've not even seen her around the neighborhood.
Maybe they broke up.
No, because you know what? We've seen recent pictures on Facebook. Not that we're stalking. We've seen recent pictures on Facebook of her and the neighbor.
Did you ask the guy that you did meet where she was?
Didn't mention that we knew who she was. Now, this is key, because I don't want to appear like, I've seen her on country music television. I want you to introduce me a little bit.
How did you find out in the first place that she was a caretaker?
No, he's the caretaker, because it was all posted on through his, when he was hired as caretaker.
See, you are different than me. The first words out of my mouth, I would have said, how's your good lady doing?
Well, I asked about
you
her.
You wouldn't have to say, how's Lil Bit? That would be mookish, but, you know.
I asked him, I said, he said, I've got a wife and a kid that live here. And I said, oh, will we see her on the beach today? She's not coming out today.
So you did. Why are you, Dennis? You're starting to Dennis Murphy me a lot. You start every answer with no. You did ask about her. What's wrong with you?
But you said, ashamed? Did you ask about Lil Bit? And I don't want him to think that I know.
I didn't mention. You asked about the piece of ass that's married to the caretaker.
I guess at the crux of this, who cares if he knows that you know?
Because you have to have ongoing relationship and you deal with the caretaker.
That guy gets paid to help out the neighborhood. It's his job. He's not going to stop doing that.
In any case, this would be a delicate way to handle it.
Let's call.
You look.
I don't have his number.
You look at him and you go, listen, you're doing a fantastic job, but it would really be a better deal if you get that nice piece of ass wife of yours to come over.
Yeah. You know what would have been a more delicate thing is since he was taking us on the boat over to the beach, if I had said, you know, you're doing a bang up job, maybe your piece of ass wife could find the channel because we're kicking up mud like mental patients here.
So he takes you to the beach. That's one of his jobs.
Yes, because that's one of the services that the community provides. My father owns a boat, but he's having
a ferryman.
He is a ferryman.
He's like a ferryman that I saw in Cold Mountain.
That's exactly right.
Like the girl that offers sex to, what's his name? To Jude Law.
I would have to read the actual agreement, the covenants, to see if that comes with it. But I don't think it does. The sex for a little bit.
I would think your father, knowing what I know about him, that he would have been all over this.
Has he eyeballed her yet?
He has not seen her yet, but remember, he's down there this week.
Oh, man.
So I think we'll get some updates soon. That's what I think.
Yeah, but she might not even be part of the family anymore, right?
Well, he said that she and the baby are there, but they weren't going to the beach on Saturday.
Or so he says, because maybe that's what he thinks is keeping them employed.
Does the attractive reality star have a house close by?
He lives in the caretaker's cottage.
Which is close to your house?
Yeah, two or three lots away. Maybe my dad's house, probably a quarter mile away,
I would take the golf cart out like on a regular basis.
Yeah. Mike, I'd love to say that I didn't go on several golf cart rides by the caretaker's cottage just hoping, but nothing happened. They weren't there. They were not making themselves available.
Honey, excuse me. That man that looks like Butterball is outside of our house again, and we're a little worried about that. He's been lingering. I'm not sure what's
happening. I don't know why, but a kingpin keeps driving by in a golf cart. He's got a black Easy Go, and he keeps driving by.
Would you tell Lex Luthor to get out of our front yard with his golf cart again, please?
So the caretaker.
I hope you see her.
I do too. The caretaker, his main job really is, of course, to take care, but also to drive the boat back and forth. I was standing by him on the boat, and they have a Lowrance, the mapping and the depth finder on the boat.
Yeah.
And the boat only draws about 2 feet. That's all you need to float it. It's just,
it's
like
a skiff.
Right. He did the whole trip in about a foot and a half of water. And
really?
I said to my father, I said, if he keeps up, if he doesn't figure out how to do this, we're going to be ending up in the 4th of July with a propeller that's about an inch big because all he did was kick up mud the whole trip. And
when you get into the channel, how much water is in the actual channel?
12, 15 feet.
Oh, so he's way out.
He is way off.
Are there day markers? Are there day markers to show you where the channel is?
Yes. And I said,
I'm on the wrong side of one of them?
I said, we really should get into some deeper water, and I'm sure you'll find your way after you make the trip a few times. And he said, yeah, I'm kind of used to driving on a lake. Lakes don't have this kind of tidal action. And I said, I looked and we're in 9 inches of water. I can look out the boat.
I don't know much about navigation, but I'm good at making sex. Just ask a little bit.
I looked out on the boat, Mike, and as you look down in the water, I could see rocks. That's how shallow the water was.
But the water was clear enough to see the rocks.
Mike,
huh?
even dirty water, you can see rocks in a foot of it.
Rocks?
Rocks.
That's not cool, because usually it's like a sandy bottom down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He said, and then...
By the way, that's her alias. Too.
AKA Lil Bit.
Hey, Lil Bit. Well, you had a good vacation.
It was wonderful, and I think the quote of it actually belongs to the new caretaker when we're going
slogging through the mud, almost going around.
And he looks at me and he says, I think we'll just power through.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just like in life, Mike.
You know what I call that?
What?
Every day. Anyway, that's
well, as the neighbor said, I hope it works out.
Oscar, you stayed close to home because you had to study, but you had one night out where you closed the bar.
Yeah, I had a friend come down from basically Delaware. He is a full-fledged rocket engineer. That's what he does for a living. And he's
rocket scientist would be the phrase.
Rocket scientist. And
you know that, right? Are we teaching you more of the English now? With
well, he says... he calls himself, people call him a rocket scientist, but he refers to himself as a rocket engineer.
Rocket engineer.
Because he actually engineers the rockets.
But, Mike, around the lab, they call him Lil Bit.
So he does the Elon Musk stuff, like that goes up and lands on the barge?
Yes, but I'm not at liberty to discuss what he actually makes, but I can tell you off air. I just don't want to.
Okay.
There's a reason, and let me just explain that to the listeners. He's doing a lot of good work for North Korea right now. So just that's the reason Oscar is not at liberty to North Korea that just endorsed Donald Trump. So I just little couple of facts that I wanted to throw out there. So go ahead. So that was is he a nice guy?
He's a very nice guy, and we both had a lot of schoolwork to do, but he had a free weekend.
Schoolwork.
He had a free weekend because his wife is overseas, and he had been
in North Korea.
We had been meaning to connect
at the palace, Mike.
And he drove down.
Met
me in D.C. around 10 a.m. And we got a lot done for the day.
Muffled screams.
And at the end of the day, he said, well, because he was, I told him he could stay at our place. I told him our place looked like it's been robbed and there's an air mattress, but you're more than welcome to stay.
I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but who's the celebrity he most resembles?
Who's the actor in Ballers, the comedian that was also in Hot Tub Time Machine? A bald guy. When I say the name, you'll find it. Pony, if you don't mind finding the guy on IMDb. He's a white guy.
White bald guy?
White bald guy.
I think I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Is he in good shape?
Not in good shape.
Okay.
But none of us are these days.
If he was a good-looking guy, my next comment would be, so we finished doing our schoolwork, and he said, how about a bath? I don't know where my mind is. I've had a very long day. I'm sorry.
Have you seen my loofah?
Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry.
Yeah. Another improv guy that was on The Daily Show.
Yes.
Very funny man. Okay. So, looks like a smart guy.
Yeah. So funny, funny, smart. I love his, he's got this dry humor. Mm-hmm. He's just a smart guy. For example, I was looking at my patio and I was showing him. I said, I got to get all this dirt off. It's just slippery all the time. And he said, yes, it's the coefficient of friction. And I said, excuse me? And he said, the coefficient of friction. Everybody knows that. And
he sounds fun.
And I said, okay, man, you got to break that down for me.
I'll show you the coefficient of friction right here. There you go, baby. The coefficient of friction.
And at the end of in the evening, we said, well, look, I don't know if you want to crash here. Again, we've got the air mattress, and this place, it looks like it's been robbed.
Was your good lady with you at this point?
She did not join us till later. Okay. She was doing yard work with one of her sexy girlfriends. So
that's another coefficient of friction right there.
Yard work, yard work at your house or at someone else's?
No, at our
house.
Oh,
at your house.
Yes,
ooh.
Yes.
I like that. Was it a warm day?
It was either in, what is it, the sports bras they call it, Mike.
Mm.
Yes.
Oscar?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, go ahead. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And he said, should we help them? And I said, no, that's their thing. We're good. If you want to go out, there's a piano bar two blocks away. It's nothing crazy. It's a little bit of a dive bar.
What time was this?
Probably around 7:30 p.m.
Nighttime. Yeah.
Microphone smells like beer.
The night awaits. Here comes Oscar again. Nice to see you.
I let the girls know where we're going to be if they want to join us later. But we're going to the piano bar, just two grown men. And
was there any connection between your rocket engineer and the young lady that was working on the yard with
Shannon? I think she probably has a connection with most men, if you know what I mean.
Oh, she's one of those girls.
Yeah.
Not one of those girls that's giving it away, but every man wants to probably be with her.
Oh, really? Yes, so she's that quite
type
attractive.
Of, that type of attractive, yes.
Bring her to the studio sometime. All right, so anyway, so you go to the piano bar. How was that?
We get there, and we're the first ones there, but there is a lady that looks like Dolly Parton playing the piano.
Please say Parton.
Parton.
Thank you.
Big hair?
Big hair, big blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
Has a this.
See, I'd be there if I was coming to D.C. I'd want to go.
I don't think it's going anywhere. It'll be here in a year.
I know. I'll be up in D.C. in the fall. Wink, wink.
She is playing the piano. It's just the two of us.
Is she good?
She's She's all right for a Friday evening.
Does she sing?
Right.
She's singing as well.
Ah.
And we're like, this isn't so bad. The AC's kicking.
On the south side of Chicago is the baddest man in town. And if you have to go there, you best beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Welcome to the piano.
And now here's one for the kids. I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Fast forward around 9 p.m., the girls had showered up, came and they hung out with us for about an hour. They leave, and then another classmate of mine who was out and about meet up with us. The three of us drink, again, three grown men, drink at this piano bar till closing time.
Wow. So you were there roughly from 7:30 until closing.
I would say they closed at 2:30. We didn't leave till they asked us to leave.
Ooh. Any, you know, it's a good night. Any memory loss?
Memory loss. There were questions about what happened with that last shot. And I remember my friend that came down from school who was single. There's probably a nice line that's drawn in the sand when you turn, let's say, 35, where you probably should stop hitting or trying to hit on 19 and 20 year olds that are going to Georgetown.
Sure, I agree with that.
He
never stopped me, but I agree with
him. He forgot about that line.
Mm.
And what was entertaining is watching him try to build a life with a sophomore junior in college as we're sitting at the bar and he's like full court press with this young lady, right?
Yeah.
And she's humoring him because he's buying all the drinks.
Yeah. Right.
Not for just her, but all her friends, right?
So you remembered that, so it must have happened at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and I said, hey, did you really think something was going to happen with that girl? And he goes, dude, I had it. I had it until her friend said she couldn't go home alone. I said, that happens all the time, and all you did was spend $200 on her and the grenades.
Yeah.
I'll answer that question in a second. Here's my friend, the grenade.
Yeah. You still use that term, the grenade?
Absolutely. There's always a grenade with a hot chick, Mike.
Yeah.
There's always time. One of them.
So,
and somehow they end up talking to me.
You didn't sleep on the curb, though, right?
No, we got in. I put... put my friend into the air mattress in the living room, and then I scurried upstairs.
Into or onto? Because with that much alcohol, it could go either way.
He woke up fully dressed. Fully dressed. And he said, we can never do this again. Ever.
If I have my time, happy Memorial Day.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to The Blackout Show on The Mike O'Mara Show. Even when I was the blind. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint has it. I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card? They're totally customizable front and back. Upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's Vistaprint.com, and don't you dare forget to use the code TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
There is a crisis.
What?
In our country. A crisis, and we all have to pitch in.
Okay, I'm in.
Apparently, the United States has a massive cheese stockpile right now.
Castle? Queso.
Queso.
Did you say Kessel?
That's how you pronounce it.
Kessel. Said Kessel.
Kessel. Yeah. We're American. You know, the English speak it queso. About 1.19 billion, that's with a B, billion pounds of cheese is just sitting around waiting to be eaten.
Somebody like, get Melissa McCarthy on the phone.
Not like in your fridge. In cold storage at restaurants, businesses, and grocery stores. That is the biggest surplus ever. The average American eats 36 pounds of cheese a year, but we'd have to eat three extra pounds this year to clear out all the extra
cheese.
I'm on it, Mike. You want to know why we have so much, Rob?
Yeah, why so much?
Well, it's a geo-global situation. The European Union stopped exporting cheese to Russia back in 2014 as part of the sanctions against Putin for invading Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Europe wound up with the surplus, prices dropped, and American companies bought it up. Who knew that this conflict would affect your insatiable need for cheese-stuffed pizza crust, everybody?
Mike, this is really then the fault of Big Cheese.
It's Big Cheese.
Big Cheese. They thought they were going to, you know, leverage us out with some nice Gouda, and you know what? F them. They can sit on their cheese.
Absolutely, and it's one of the reasons the Mike O'Mara Show will be sending our intern, Mike McIntosh, to Ukraine. We're sending him over there.
McIntosh.
The headline here is, you think I'm old? Rolling Stones guitarist Ron Wood. Doesn't it seem like every 2 years we have a story like this?
Yeah.
Ron Wood just became the 68-year-old father of twins.
Oh.
His 38-year-old wife, Sally, the long-suffering Sally, long, tall Sally.
Sally Wood.
She gave birth to two baby girls on Monday night. They named them Gracie Jane and Alice Rose. They didn't pick the names I would have wanted. That you're never going to see your father alive. I can make that joke. I'm an elderly father.
Or Axel. Axel Rose.
That's right. Little baby casket was born. No, that's terrible. These are their first.
Man. Well, you're an elderly father, so
I can make the joke. Yeah. These are their first kids together, but Ron has four other kids from two previous marriages dating back to the Civil War. Ron and Sally.
I think his first child just died of old age, didn't it?
I believe so.
Natural causes.
Ron, and have you? I mean, the thing about Ron Wood is. Ron Wood, I've always thought, is kind of rivals Keith for who looks the worst.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Ron Wood also always hooving on the cancer sticks.
I love that Ron Wood, during the show, will actually put the cigarette behind a guitar string.
Isn't that cool?
Because that's, you know, so what? Cool. You don't want to be too far away from a lit cigarette.
So very, very cool. Ron and Sally met while she was working at a theater while he was showing some of his artwork. They were together 6 months before getting married in 2012. Guess who was the best man? Big music star, not a Rolling Stone. Who do you think was the best man?
Ron Wood's best man, Eric Clapton?
Think bands that Ron Wood was in.
Oh, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, way to go, Rob Speedway, musicologist, beautiful.
They were
done.
In the Faces.
I regret not getting a picture with Rod Stewart now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? The Faces, I'm sorry, Faces, one of my favorite rock bands ever. Us Magazine says the producers of Live with Kelly are kicking around the idea of matching Kelly Ripa up with a female co-host this time.
Ooh.
A source says they're considering Wanda Sykes and Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Do you think it could work even with the most ideal female co-host? Do you think, doesn't that show sort of need he said, she said?
I don't know. You've got Hoda and Kathy Lee that do a fine job. You need
high
chemistry.
Praise. High praise.
It just seems to me that out of all the wonderful women of color that you could actually select for this job, why would we immediately plunge towards Sherry Shepherd?
Wanda Sykes, talented, seasoned comedian. I see that. Sherry Shepherd,
funny,
not so
Wanda
much.
Sykes, it could probably work, even though Wanda Sykes seems to be playing that same note all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's still better than Sherry Shepherd. For what it's worth, earlier this month, Sherry said, quote, "I think people would really be ready for a woman with Kelly. How about a black woman? Would I do it? Yes. Kelly and Sherry. Kelly and the black girl. I don't care. I'd love to do it. I'm all for equal opportunity for women, but no Sherry Shepherd." Thank
Sherry
you
Shepherd
much.
Is going to come on the show and talk about the cheese glut.
And what she's doing to relieve the cheese.
I'll save you, America.
Do you want to save the planet? Then do this. About 27% of the water we use is from flushing the toilet. Isn't that hard to believe? 27% of the water we use on the planet
is
from flushing. So according to Mike.com, just another
How's your website, Mike?
It's doing great.
It is. I double-click on it all the time.
Actually, MIC.com. If we'd all start peeing in the shower, it would save millions of gallons of water every year. you would still use the toilet when you went number two, but it would save water. And I'm I just wanted to pass along to the people at Mike.com. Okay.
Mike, just peeing in the shower, though? Shouldn't we really, if we're going
to
do it?
If you really want to, it would seem to me that you might save even more water if you, you know, did everything in the shower.
Exactly.
Scrub just up. All about better water pressure.
And do your dishes like Kramer did.
It would be even more environmentally conscious and cost effective for women, since you wouldn't have to use toilet paper afterwards. Well, men wouldn't either, right?
Well, I think men
don't on a regular potty.
Women, they clean up after number one.
I had a roommate in college that would always get in the bathtub after he was done doing that business. I thought it was the strangest thing.
Like doing his regular potty business?
Yeah. Like if he took big potty, he'd have to take a bath?
Oh, he'd have to take a shower.
Oh, that's a dietary issue.
That's I know what that's all about. That's,
yeah?
That's going down that drain. How about use paper products?
that
is so nasty.
That's not good.
And now a little something. A new study out of Yale found that a key to losing weight could be eating two breakfasts every day. A small one early, then a bigger one a little later in the morning. They say having two breakfasts kickstarts your metabolism. It stops you from binging on food later in the day. It stops you from eating snacks in the morning. And it actually helps you lose weight in the long run. And speaking of the long run, if you eat the two breakfasts at IHOP, the only long run you'll be doing is to the toilet, where you're just going to go number two because you peed in the shower already. That's it. I'm out. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here. That you're alive and have a soul. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. As the sands of time continue to slip through the hourglass of urgency, you slowly realize that you just can't handle going out all hours of the day to shop at brick-and-mortar stores. What you need, my friends, is Amazon.com. Use your computer and buy everything you need at one place. The greatest website there is, from the comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way to support this show. Save time and money and make us smile. Bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax, because you've saved yourself a lot of money and time. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Wednesday, the 1st of June. June is busting out all over.
And as I heard on TV today, the meteorological start of summer, although not the first day of summer.
And the beginning of hurricane season.
Are you nervous?
Ruh-roh.
This year,
I am. Why?
Because I'm going to be down here now.
Oh, that's true.
Just kind of feeling that way today. Can't help myself. Sorry.
Mom, I just mean, remember, by the end of hurricane season, you'll be able to outrun any hurricane.
Amen, brother.
Very cool. I want to talk to you about one of the most happening careers today, that of the burlesque performer. You know, you don't really hear a lot about burlesque performers anymore, because it seems
I've seen some ladies online that still dabble in that activity.
Remember the holiday party I went to with the burlesque performers?
Oh, that's right. Burlesque. At Connie Stevens' house. Yeah.
Like Richie Rich out in Beverly Hills, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, were you following the tale of Miss Maggie McMuffin?
Oh, I know this story.
Yes.
I saw pictures.
Maggie McMuffin tried to board a Maggie McMuffin. You can Google her if you
look. Not the muffin man.
No. Maggie McMuffin is a burlesque performer who tried to board a JetBlue flight and was wearing what I would not call like hot pants, but certainly short shorts.
Oh, yeah. Look this up.
They were ugly, I thought. They looked ugly.
Mike, there was the problems with Maggie McMuffin are multifold.
Well, they were sloppy. She looked sloppy. She looked gross to me.
You know what I didn't like?
Stop looking it up.
What she had was she had striped shorts, but also striped knee socks.
Oh,
yeah. Which is a bad look.
She looked nasty.
And, she was sadly asked to leave the flight based on her outfit. Maggie McMuffin speaks.
A few minutes before boarding was set to start, the gate lead approached me and said that there was a problem and that what I was wearing was not appropriate. I informed them that I didn't have anything else. I had two very small carry-ons with me, and they suggested that I go buy something. I put them on and then boarded, but no one spoke to me. No one was like, oh, thank you for complying. It's obviously subjective. I've flown JetBlue before. I flew in that exact same outfit the same day. Everything was covered. I was not breaking any laws.
So, Mike, she was okay on one JetBlue flight, but not another, which begs the question.
We wear short shorts.
I used to love this commercial.
What's not to like?
I was going through puberty. I was like, I don't know how I feel, but I love it.
So JetBlue, she went on to, I guess, Twitter and Instagram, and it broke big. So JetBlue, Mike, they gave her a flight voucher, and they reimbursed her for the $22 airport shorts she bought.
All I know is I saw a picture of her, and if you were sitting next to Maggie McMuffin on your flight, you might think that they were starting that in-flight meal a little early. It's just my opinion. Sorry, that's kind of the look she had. What's that?
Maggie McMuffin. Do you smell fresh roasted peanuts?
just the look. Totally subjective. I'm very, very sorry.
Mike, it's the burlesque lifestyle. Right. This story was brought to my attention by a listener I actually met on vacation named Eddie Nelson. Fast Eddie of Wachaprig.
Eddie. Where's
Fast
Eddie?
Fast Eddie.
He was here a minute ago. Not like Todd or Tyler or Tucker.
Henry Heimlich, of course, invented the Heimlich maneuver.
Yes.
But he'd never actually done it. He'd never saved a life. Did you know that Henry Heimlich is now 96 and living in assisted living?
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, and my.
Did you know you can Heimlich yourself?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you
on a chair.
A chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Henry Heimlich actually rescued a woman who was choking on a small bone found in her ground beef.
That's in his 90s.
That's a whole nother story why there's a bone in ground beef.
Wow.
But yeah, he's 96, and Mike, he sounds great.
He was sitting in a chair, and I turned her around, put my arms around her.
And he's doing your hip replacement, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Dr. Henry Heimlich?
Yeah. Like, is there more of him?
Yes.
Where I described it on the abdomen below the rib cage, and after three compressions, this piece of meat came out, and she just started breathing.
The good news is the lady will be fine. Henry is nursing two broken wrists.
So often it goes the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Just snapped like twigs.
All right. These are starting to pop up. These were both trending hot on YouTube yesterday. If Donald Trump was to say, is the name DJ Khaled?
Yeah, Khaled.
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 Khaled. If DJ Khaled was to
be touring with Kesha.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
If Donald Trump were to perform the song, All I Do Is Win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody can go up. And they stay there. And they stay there. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Because all I do is win, win.
This is a great remix.
They did a great job with it. But here's the thing. It's not even as good as the one they did with President Obama singing Rihanna.
Work, 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 work.
He said me.
Work, 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 work.
You see me?
Dirt, 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 dirt.
So put in.
Work, 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 work.
When you
gonna
learn,
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 learn.
Make
no
care.
He hurt, 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 hurt.
I love these.
I love that. That's
good stuff. So you can find
that's
those
DJ,
on YouTube.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled was the Donald
Khaled.
Trump. And that Khaled.
Khaled.
And
oh, that he's was gonna be touring with Beyonce.
Bam!
Thank you.
Jimmy Kimmel does not often make a big, firm-fisted political stand on something, but he did yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Merriam-Webster has determined in their dictionary that the hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh.
Do you buy into this?
Nope.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel's on your side.
On Friday of last week, my fellow Americans, the people who edit the Merriam-Webster dictionary had the temerity to declare that a hot dog is a sandwich. They say that by definition, a sandwich has two or more slices of bread or a split roll with filling in between. But this is an important distinction. That definition, that's their definition. By my definition, a hot dog is a hot dog. It's its own thing with its own specialized bun. If you went in a restaurant and you ordered a meat tube sandwich, would that make sense? No. They'd probably call the cops on you. I don't care what anyone says. A hot dog is not a sandwich. And if hot dogs are sandwiches, then cereal is soup.
So I'm Team Kimmel on this one. I agree with
totally
that.
I totally agree, Rob. I
100%.
Do. And let us close with this. This is something very funny that they've done musically. There's a lot of these on Facebook. This is my favorite. If you take the vocals on songs and drop them down a half step, it makes it out of key. And if you do that to Duran Duran, if you ever wondered what Duran Duran would sound like if they got drunk and went to a karaoke bar and didn't quite sing it right, It might sound like this.
Back in the city, night is a wire. Seen in the subway, earth is a fire.
Oscar and his rocket engineer friend the other night at the
this
piano
bar. This is at the piano bar, yeah.
You're there. Go to your
when you want me, give me a sign. Even closer
I love it. And what's so great, as you know, Carrie still has big crushes on Duran Duran that go back 30 years. She heard me playing that. She said, now cut that out. Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're going to do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Thanks for all your phone calls today. Wide Open Wednesday. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. And we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about Mike O'Mara's show. Or TMOS.
Yeah. Mike, how's your show?
I'm all right. I got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Duck Ruffy.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.